Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 5, 17 to 26. Job chapter 5, verse 17 to 26. Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. For he wounds, but he also binds up. He injures, but his hands also heal. From six calamities he will rescue you. In seven no harm will touch you. In famine he will deliver you from death, and in battle from the stroke of the sword. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue, and need not fear when destruction comes. You will laugh at destruction and famine, and need not fear the wild animals. For you will have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is secure. You will take stock of your property and find nothing missing. You will know that your children will be many, and your descendants like the grass of the earth. You will come to the grave in full vigor, like sheaves gathered in season. My theme for reflection is the blessing of God's discipline. The blessing of God's discipline. I think we can all relate to moments when we have resisted correction because we believed we knew best. Perhaps a friend or family member gently suggested a different approach, and our immediate response was, "No, I have got this. I know what I am doing." Whether it is advice from those around us or even guidance from God, we often push back because we don't want to be told we are wrong. At the heart of this resistance is usually pride and a desire to maintain control. Correction challenges our ego, disrupts our plans, and takes us out of our comfort zone. Yet in Job 5:17, we are reminded of an important truth. Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. This scripture reveals something significant. God's discipline, though difficult at times, is both necessary and rooted in love. The idea of discipline can often carry a negative connotation, bringing to mind punishment or harsh correction. But the Bible paints a very different picture. God's discipline is not rooted in anger or retribution. It is an expression of his love and care. Like a parent who stops their child from running into a busy street, God's correction is for our protection and growth. He sees the dangers we cannot, and he steps in to guide us back on the right path. Job 5 tells us that God's discipline comes with both wounding and healing. For he wounds, but he binds up. He shatters, but his hands heal. The same hand that corrects us also restores. This is a powerful reassurance that when God allows suffering or challenges in our lives, he is not abandoning us. Instead, he is actively involved in our healing, leading us to deeper trust and reliance on him. Throughout the Bible, we see this theme echoed. In Hebrews 12:6, we are reminded, "For the Lord disciplines the one he loves." Just as a parent lovingly guides their child, God uses discipline to shape us, refine us, and lead us into fullness of life. The trials and challenges we face are not signs of God's anger, but are part of his process of molding us into the image of Christ. My dear friends, in moments of hardship, it is natural to question why we are going through such difficulties. We may ask, "Why is this happening to me?" However, as time passes, we often find that those painful experiences were not wasted. Instead, there were opportunities for God to teach us, strengthen us, and draw us closer to him. Romans 5:3-4 reminds us not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This teaches us that God's discipline is purposeful, leading to greater perseverance, stronger character, and a hope rooted in Him. In our modern day culture, where messages of comfort, independence, and self-reliance are celebrated, we are often taught to avoid hardship and resist correction. But God's way is different. His discipline is not something to be feared or avoided. Rather, it is a gift, an expression of His intimate care and desire for our growth. C.S. Lewis once suggested that God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world. In the midst of suffering, God is calling us to trust Him, to recognize that even when His hand feels heavy, He is molding us into the people He created us to be. God's discipline challenges us to lay aside our pride and trust in His wisdom, which far surpasses our understanding. Like a loving parent who corrects their child for their good, God's correction is meant to lead us to flourish, to grow, and to live in the fullness of His will. The real question we must ask ourselves is, will we trust His hand, even when it brings pain, knowing that He is working for our ultimate good? In accepting His discipline, we embrace His loving plan for our lives, confident that He will bind up our wounds, heal what is broken, and lead us into a deeper relationship with Him. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you typically respond to correction, especially when it comes from God? Are you open to seeing His discipline as an act of love? Number two, in what areas of your life might God be using challenges or hardships to shape you for a greater purpose? Loving Father, we thank You for the gift of Your discipline. Help us to see Your correction not as a burden, but as a blessing that leads us closer to You. When we face trials or challenges, give us the grace to trust in Your wisdom and love. Bind up our wounds and heal us with Your gentle hands. Mold us into the people You have created us to be, and help us to walk in faith, knowing that You are always working for our good. In the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.